CliffCentral.com.
We can transition to George Meany, who has joined us now. He's here with the Order Trader pod with George Meany, brought to you by Order Trader. George, it's always a pleasure to see your face.
Wow, what a refreshing set of faces.
Last from the past.
Wow.
I used to bump into George in the shopping center all the time.
Do you greet, are you one of those who'll be like, hey, hi?
100%. And then I'd like run into the parking lot to see what car he's driving. Always had the coolest car. Always. What's the latest in the car world though?
Well, I mean, you know, Flex, that I'm driving a Jaguar I-Pace at the moment. That's
electric.
Yes, the electric. Full electric.
Ooh. Wow.
Really beautiful car to drive. So, yeah. It's when you go electric, you never go back, I don't think.
I can imagine. Well, imagine. I'm thoroughly enjoying those new electric BMWs. When I see those on the road, I just I get tingles inside.
Yeah. You know what? It's the cars are becoming more and more beautiful as we're moving to electric. We don't need things like bonnets anymore. So I'm wondering if in the future cars are going to change shape. You know, the only reason you need a bonnet in a car is because of the engine. You don't need that anymore in an electric car. So,
imagine it still had this long boot, but no bonnet. It could be, and if it was rounded, it would be like a teardrop shape.
Well, I mean, one of the big negatives of an electric car is it's really bad. Aerodynamics are really bad for an electric car. So it gets a lot less range, you know, if the aerodynamics are bad. So that coefficient of drag is an important design feature, where in a petrol car, it was important, but not that important. So, you know, I wonder if a teardrop shape is the best shape. I would have imagined that almost like a backwards teardrop shape would be the best shape. Like, imagine that in a car.
Like with a fat ass.
With a fat I didn't think of that, but now you put the picture in my head. Oh, that's funny. Anyway, so I mean, obviously nobody on the screen has ever gone ice fishing.
No.
Thought about
always
ice
wanted fishing. To try.
So when you do ice fishing, I mean, I don't know, it's just from what I've read, but when you do ice fishing, you have to drill a hole in the ice and then, you know, you drop your line in and you sit there like, you know, like some Neanderthal and waiting for hours probably, waiting for a fish to bite on the snow and, or should I say on the ice. And I'm pretty sure it's cold because people have shanties that they build around the area that they fish, the hole that they've drilled. So this one guy, he decided that he, in his infinite wisdom, he didn't feel like pushing the shanty onto the ice because you can slide it along the ice. He decided to couple an shanty with a car. And now he can drive onto the ice.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that the shape that the new electric cars are going to be?
Exactly.
With the inverter system built in.
Exactly, right inside the house. So, you know, apparently these shanties to do ice fishing have stoves in them. You can see the chimney coming out the side there. They've got, you know, I believe you can stay in these things for a couple of days fishing. I mean, I don't know if a polar bear comes and takes you out, what that would look like. Jeez. But this guy decided he's tired of pushing his shanty onto the ice. And now he's tired of this thing as well. So he put it on Facebook Marketplace for sale, and that's where we found it.
Well, I'm surprised it didn't get to the point where it fell through the ice, because you've got to really trust your ice if you're going to take that thing onto the ice.
Exactly. So, and then what is your sneakiest thing to do to reserve a parking spot? Have you ever thought about, geez, there's a particular parking spot that I like, either where you live? Maybe you live in a townhouse complex and you don't have a dedicated parking. How would you reserve your parking spot?
Usually get a friend to go and stand there or like lie down in it.
That is so dramatic.
In a complex I was living in once, there was only like 4 guest parkings and I wanted to reserve one. So what I did was, and I hated my neighbors, hated them with a passion. I laminated a sign that said tow away zone and I stuck it on one of the parking so it looked legit and no one parked there.
That is so more complex.
We all hated each other. No one wanted to talk to each other. So no one was confronting me about it.
Oh, wow.
That is so funny. So this one gentleman, he, you know, overseas and in America, New York, all those, you know, highly dense places, parking is very, very few and far between. You know, you go to London, you park on the street. It's very difficult to get parking spaces in a lot of cities overseas. So what this guy did was he bought himself a moped. But this moped was broken, so he got it for next to nothing. And every time he pulled his car out to go to work, he would then push this moped into the parking spot and leave it there for the day. And back from work, he would park alongside the other cars, move the moped, park his car, and then wheel the moped, you know, to between, if you, there's yes. another picture, I didn't put it up here. He would put the moped between his car and the other car at an angle, and then just move it to that position when he wanted to reserve the parking spot.
He's lucky that where he lives, people have respect and they don't leave, you know, that they leave big gaps.
Yes, exactly.
That wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen in a lot of places.
No, it wouldn't. But I like Flax's idea. I think that that's genius. Tow away zone. You know, it probably the only sign that anybody would adhere to because nobody worries about a disabled parking bays or you know, it actually irritates
me when guest parking.
Able-bodied person pulling into a disabled parking bay.
And the thing is, like, the residents have their own parking, so they're never going to the guest parking. So it's only when the guest goes there and sees it, they're like, oh, must be legit. So the residents never, like, really saw it ever.
Love it. Love it. And it's probably as people drove past your car standing in the tow-away zone thinking, that dumbass, his car's going to get towed.
But you got to laminate it, otherwise it ain't legit. I literally laminated it, double-sided tape, color print. I went all out.
For you, hey?
I wanted that parking space. It was next to my house, like on the wall, boundary wall.
Love it, love it. And then I remember about a week ago, it was a week, 2 weeks ago, I spoke about Alfredo sauce being spilt on the highway in Florida, a truck overturned and Alfredo sauce all over the highway. And I don't know what's wrong with these people in Florida, but not so long ago, two trucks collided and there was beer all over the highway.
Oh, no. This is South Africa's biggest dream to happen.
This is how you start a party here.
Cars, free beer on the road. That leasing is going to take place. Sure.
Look, a lot of it's been squashed and broken, but there's I can see some full, like, fine ones there.
I'm pretty sure there are some whole ones there. And, you know, the funny thing is, you're right, Cabello. The you know, in South Africa, this wouldn't be clear. There would be people all over this.
Yes. Yes. You know. And yes. And they would be having a party a kilometer down the road. You'd see them drink your booze.
Well, I think about it this way. It probably costs, all right, to remove all that beer off the highway. So think about it in South Africa, you're not paying that cost to remove the beer. You know, South Africans are doing it for us. So, you know, the company that has to remove the beer is actually saving money.
So wait, are you saying that's the good deed? It's a good deed of the day.
You see stuff all off the back of a truck and, you know, people are helping save that company money. Think about it that way.
That's
about all I've got today. But it's really nice to see a fresh set of faces on the screen. I haven't seen you guys forever.
Yes, always a pleasure seeing you. Yeah.
Awesome. This weekend is MFest. Will you be attending, Mr. George Meany?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, good. I hope they have a really good time. We very rarely sponsor or. We might attend, but we very rarely sponsor events that don't contain vehicles of all kinds. So, you know, when it's a specific brand, you know, we will attend, but, you know, budgets are only can only be stretched so far. And so we like to sponsor and attend events like the Festival of Motoring, where it's about all vehicles and all OEMs and all brands. So I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome of MFest, but officially as a brand, we won't be there. Not that we don't want to be there. It's just, budgets are only so far.
Yeah.
George, it's been an absolute pleasure and always great to hear from you. I look forward to bumping into you again. Remember, that was the Auto Trader Pod with George Meany, brought to you by Auto Trader. CliffCentral.com.